Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill bunts towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Werber moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is walked intentionally. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Werber scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason, who is chasing the ball. Cook reaches third base with a triple. Farrell scores. Melillo goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manish moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Manish scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill bunts towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grove hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cook is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason is called out on strikes. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder strikes out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mainisch is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mainisch moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Mainisch moves to third. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mainisch scores. Fox scores. Farrell moves to second. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trotsky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ralph Weingartner now pitching. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weingartner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cook is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-2 in the game. Gleason hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Gleason reaches third base with a triple. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Manish hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill strikes out. Farrell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Averill out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Melillo strikes out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 4 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.